Fantastic. Thank you all.
Okay, we're going to see a video about old-time step dancing in a little bit. But before we do, Bruce Green has agreed to play us a few old-time tunes. And as a fiddle player and a lover of old-time music, I have to say that it's a real treat to have Bruce Green here this week. So, Bruce, I'll turn it over to you. Nope.
Make sure they're still getting your way, sir.
Does that pick up from a little ways away pretty good?
Yes.
I'm going to have to get right into it.
Electric condenser.
Okay. First thing I was going to do was show you how to tune a fiddle without a chin rest. Play a few tunes from mostly Eastern Kentucky, but different places around the state. During the 1970s, I lived in different parts of Kentucky, and wherever I lived, I'd try to look up old fiddle players and learn tunes from them. First one I'll do is called Gilda Roy. It's the name. Some of you have heard a tune called Gilda Roy, a British tune. And this is one played in the mountains of Eastern Kentucky, and it's one of those cases of a word that didn't mean anything to the people that the tune was passed down to. And some of them call it Gilder Boy, some of them call it Gilda Roy, like as if it was somebody's name. It's an interesting old tune in the key of C. One of my favorite pieces of all time. It was from the playing of Luther Strong, an old Eastern Kentucky fiddler called the Hog-Eyed Man. And I've tried to play it just about exactly the way, well, much as you could call that, the way he played it, because I couldn't imagine a way to improve on it. Favorite titled tunes of all time is called The Old Folks Played and the Young People Danced. And they would sing a little verse that went like that. The old folks played and the young people danced. They all want to marry and they couldn't get a chance. That's all the words I ever heard to it. It's a tune I learned from a man named Manon Campbell down in Letcher County, Kentucky. And he's, what, about 96 years old now? 97 years old now. Thank you. My fiddle class wore me out this morning. Here's another tune from the same man, from Manning Campbell. It's called The Rooshan Rabbit. It's one of these animal imitation tunes, you know, that you got your chicken tunes and fox hunts and goose chases and things like that. And this one kind of imitates a rabbit, if you use your imagination, you know. To retune a little bit for the next one. This one's called Christmas Eve. It's a tune that was once played quite a bit in the south central part of Kentucky, Monroe County and Barron County and all around there. And I once heard a little interesting story connected to the tune. We were upstairs at lunchtime talking about some of these old fiddlers that only knew one or two tunes, and that's all they ever knew, and that's all they could play. And down in Monroe County, back in the 1800s, there was an old fiddler named Gilbert Maxey. He was a black fiddler, but he'd play for a lot of the white dances, which was fairly common in some places in the olden times. And one time Gilbert Maxey was playing for a dance at somebody's house like that. And every dance he'd play Christmas Eve. People would keep asking him to play something else. You know, they'd name a tune, give him suggestions, and he'd say, okay, and then he'd play Christmas Eve again. And as it turned out, that was the only tune Gilbert Maxey knew how to play. Thank you. retune a little further. Okay, from the bass up, it's A, E, A, E. That last tune was A, D, A, E. This is what some of the old people in eastern Kentucky called the wildcat tuning. This tune's called The Old Hen She Cackled. The Old Hen She Cackled. It's a tune that has been fairly well known in eastern Kentucky and some of West Virginia as well, I believe, in all kinds of different versions. And I think there's related tunes all over the place, too. But I'm going to play it in the style that's... would be known as Eastern Kentucky style of playing it. Sorry, I'm not quite right. This is a good example, the way this tune is put together, of the old solo style of playing, where you'd use the whole fiddle to get a lot of sound because you didn't have other instruments to accompany it, so you'd provide your own accompaniment as much as you could. Thank you. I've got one more tune I planned, if that's, is that about the right amount of time? Okay. This is a tune called Polly Grand that I've never heard from anyone but one person. It's a great old tune, I don't know where it went. Thank you very much.